The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and You. We've kind of extended our time with Gail Kirshenbaum. She's been nice enough to stay on with us for 15 more minutes because we've got more questions and she's got some great advice and information. So, Gail, before we get back into it, what's the best way for people to find out about you, to reach you? Is there a website where you'll be speaking, how to get you to speak, all that kind of stuff?
Okay. So if everyone has a pen.
I do, so well.
You do, okay. I don't know, do you post it? Do you have a website things get posted to? Or?
We can, what we can do with the radio show is we can, you know, just announce it. We also, depending on where you're going to be, we have a 311. People can call here in North Hempstead if you're going to be in the North Hempstead area. But if you have a website or somebody for people to get in touch with, you can certainly let us know what the website is, and we'll post it and air it whenever we can.
Okay, so there's two websites. There's one that's my name, which is Gail Kirshenbaum, G-A-Y-L-E, K-I-R-S-C-H-E-N-B-A-U-M .com. And that site we just put up because of this whole other world of speaking and teaching now. And so you can contact me through GailKirshenbaum.com, and there's many ways. In fact, you get a little free download there with my seven steps. Then there's the website for the film, and you can reach me that way too. And that the film is called Look at Us Now, Mother, and the website is lookatusnowmother.com.
Okay.
And then lastly, you know, on Facebook, the film has a website, has a page, and if the best thing is to sign up for my newsletter and communicate with me through the website, because then if you want to join our private group, I'll fill people in on that, the Facebook group, No More Drama with Mama. But yes, and if there's anybody there who thinks this is for them or they want a book for speaking or screening or both or a workshop or interested in taking one, all through the website is a great way to reach me.
Talk to us also about where we go to see the film.
Okay, great. So the film is now out, meaning now I can say you can go to Netflix, you can go to Amazon, you can go to iTunes, Vudu, Vimeo On Demand. So if you go to lookatusnowmother.com, everything's there. But if you just stick with GailKirshenbaum.com also, it will link you to the other website. I don't want to confuse people. As far as live screenings, you'll just have to stay in touch through the website where I'm going to be and what's happening next, because I'm traveling quite a bit. But there's nothing local in your area now.
Right. Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, this is a lot of information, and we can, especially on Facebook, we can see what's up to date, and definitely people should, get to Netflix or whatever they use to watch this film, Look at Us Now, Mother. It looks, really, entertaining, but, incredibly touching and informational. Where would you speak? What age group is really good? I mean, because there are little girls being raised by mothers who are narcissistic that in all ages right now. Is it good for like a younger person to understand, like, if they see similarities with their mother and then they can kind of relate to you and maybe say, maybe at a younger age they can forgive?
Well, it's interesting because now that the film's on Netflix, and I'm hearing from people of all ages, because I always felt like my core audience was kind of me, my demo. It just depends where somebody is in their own development. I would say high school and up.
Right.
But
okay.
Sometimes when you're still in high school, you're not really ready.
Right.
So it depends. But some people are more advanced in their own personal growth at a younger age. I would say core is, 20, core is probably, 30s and up, but I am, I'm hearing from people. When I did my TED Talk, and it was very multinational, there were women waiting to talk to me that had the hijab, how do you pronounce it? They were totally, Muslim women, totally covered up, and hugging me to tell me this was like their story and thanking me. So it's a human story.
Right.
You know, it's a human story, and I'm here just to help guide people how to deal with theirs and set themselves free.
When did you kind of recognize, when did you get the freedom of forgiveness? When did that, like, at what age were you when you kind of recognized all of this stuff and how important, you know, it was to actually forgive her when you did the research and all that?
Well, I would say I had light bulb moments along the way.
Right, okay.
Like, you know, one day woke up and it all came together. But one super significant moment, and it's in my movie, was when I went to, it was at, right after my father's death. And my one of my earlier films was invited to France, to Avignon, to a film festival. And my mother said, I'll come with you. And I was like, really? And it wasn't when I was in France. It was before France. I was living in Los Angeles. I lived in L.A. for a long time making television. And I met a woman who had a very difficult childhood, and she ended up being the facilitator of a psychological board game. And you play it with somebody else. The only thing I remember that day is she said, throw the dice. I threw it. She said, stand up, close your eyes, and imagine your mother is a little girl. Hmm. And at that point, I had dug up some of the skeletons of her closet. I found out about her father's suicide attempt and her sister's death at a year and a half and the financial hardships. Things were coming out already that I found out from digging. And so I saw a wounded little girl. And then she said, imagine yourself as a little girl. And I knew I was a wounded little girl. And then she said, you come together now. And wow, she was no longer my mother. We were both wounded little girls. That was the reframing.
Hmm.
And so that was huge. Now, I didn't forgive her right away after that. I kind of forgot about that experience. And it took me, you know, years later when I dug and dug and dug, and I went back and I went, that's it. That's the key. I got it now. I understand. Thank you.
Right.
Do you envision any further changes as far as your feelings and thoughts about what has gone on, or are you satisfied with the relationship as it stands today?
When you mean what has gone on in my childhood, or?
Yeah, the whole scenario that has gotten you, you know, involved and interested in this area. I mean, obviously, you're not the child anymore. A lot of your anger has become more productive, and you're able to deal with it. Do you envision any further changes that you have aspirations for, or are you okay with the way things are now?
Well, two things. In regard to my mother, we have a great relationship. So if that was the question, in regard to my life, I didn't walk away unscarred. You know, people say to me, oh, you seem so confident. I am confident because even though she ripped me apart head to toe, I never believed it. Like, I never felt bad about how I looked, where a lot of people take it personally. But here's my scars, everybody. Trust and abandonment. So I'm not married, and it's not that I don't want to be. And I'm hoping and I expect that I will. I've had great relationships, but for many reasons, none that ended up in a marriage or long-lasting, and I take credit for that or responsibility for that. So my scars are trust and abandonment. So I, to surrender and know that and have faith. Because when you're hurt so much and by so many, you put up a shell around yourself, right? Because you have a fight or flight reaction.
Right.
So for me, I was like fighting. I was running. So yeah, so that is my life's work and mission. For me personally.
Right. It's pretty intense, Gail. But it's wonderful, all the work that you're doing. I really think you need to go on Oprah and Ellen, and I mean, to get you out there. Because what's so interesting is that you came to this place because of, like, the power within you.
Yeah.
You know, and it wasn't 40 years of therapy or, yeah, you know, whatever, how other people get there, which also, if it works, it works, you know, if you get to a place that you're at. But I just think it's really amazing and significant, the work that you've done. And, you know, and also integrating film is it's such an important medium, you know, for a lot of people, and really can get the message to people who, you know, don't necessarily read. But it's really fascinating stuff. I see Anne's just itching to keep talking. Go on, Anne.
Have you found that with all of the discussion on this topic, that a network of people have stood with you, in that you're not alone at all, and that there's a large group of people that can relate to what you are talking about?
Anne, you hit it on the nose. That is why I hear from people all over the world. And, you know, I joke at the end of a screening, if it's a physical screening and I'm there, because, you know, I do a talk back. It's like a love fest, and everybody wants to come over and hug me, and I want to hug them, and I joke. I say, I'm now getting the love that I didn't get growing up.
Right.
So because I'm so open and vulnerable in my film, and really as a person too, it makes it safe for other people to open up, and they feel like they could and they want to and they do, and they stand in line to talk to me, and they grab me because they don't want me to go away if I'm talking to other people. So yeah, no, and now that it's out, so I experienced that in the theaters, you know, as it played around. And as I go to live events, but now that it's out digitally and people can get it anywhere, you should see, they find me. They find me through Messenger, Facebook, my website,
right,
pouring their heart out and telling me their story. That's why I started a private group, and why I've decided I've got to launch virtual courses, so I can have, you know, I can make this connection virtually with people.
Does this motivate you and want you to create more work on this subject?
Yeah, I mean, that is why I'm going to be teaching courses virtually, writing the book, launching a podcast. Yeah, I mean, every reporter and journalist says to me, what's your next movie? Which, as a filmmaker, you know, I'm always onto a movie, or I create TV, and it's like I'm now building this brand, No More Drama with Mama. That's what I'm working on, to help other people. And using my gift as a communicator and as a creative person. So, and teaching people the method that I just kind of instinctually developed. It wasn't, again, as you acknowledge, and I appreciate that acknowledgement, it was the power or the knowledge or the intuition for myself that I figured it out.
Right. Wow. It's really amazing. So, there are a lot of young women out there that are, you know, in maybe going through the plight that you went through and just don't understand any of it. Is there anything we could say to a younger person to make them aware of, you know, what they're going through?
Yeah, well, the message I would tell a younger person is, and it's very hard, because when you're living under the same roof with the parent who you're having issues with, and it's hard to get away.
Yeah.
I would say, first of all, find a support system, meaning find people in your life, whether it's a professional you can speak to, whether it's like-minded friends, so you're not alone. Don't keep it in. That's the worst thing, because when you keep things in, you have shame. I'm not saying post it all over the world.
Right, right. Yeah, we know that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I find the right community or person or individuals to share with, so you share, because it's really bad to keep everything in. There's an expression, you're as sick as your secret, so don't hold it. And then I do psychological experiments. So when your mother is criticizing or unleashing at you, just let it go. Meaning, instead of fighting back or taking it personally, change how you look at her. Imagine if she's a child. I know it's really hard when you're still.
Unfortunately, we have like 20 seconds left.
Nope. Yes, sorry.
You're wonderful. No, don't be sorry. Thank you. You're wonderful. I hope we can have you back on again. I want to thank you for calling in and spending so much time. Look at us now, please. Please, listeners.
Look at us now, mother.
We're going to repeat all of your websites when we do our Talk of the Town segment a little bit later. So we're going to get all the information, but right now we have to go to break. And Gail, stay on the line, okay? And we'll be right back. Thanks.